This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
So the Mavs dance team's gone. So are the Maniacs, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. So Cynthia Marshall, the CEO of the Dallas Mavericks, has made the decision to eliminate the Mavericks dance team. And this is something that we talked about like 2 years ago. I can't remember specifically. I believe it was Indy Racing League was getting rid of the Miss Indy or Miss Indy 500. I think it was the Miss Indy, because they were like, yeah, it's not really family friendly. And we said at the time, is this going to become part of a trend? Well, the Mavericks have been phasing this out twofold. First of all, I think it was last year, they were like, we're going to get them to wear like different, a little bit of different outfits. And they were still like somewhat revealing, but different outfits. Now they're being phased out altogether, with Marshall saying the dancers have done a great job, but we felt like there was more we could offer as part of our in-game programming. Yikes. So I'm curious.
What do you mean by yikes?
It's just like, it feels really dismissive. Hey, I know you've been here for all these years, but we could do better. And I don't know if she means we can do better as in more talent, as in less scandalousness. Either way, it kind of feels like a slap in the face. Was like, if I was one of those people, mm-hmm. or like, you know, friends and family with some of those people, I would be kind of hurt and probably kind of offended by that statement. And my comeback would be, okay, because people in the Mavericks workplace didn't know how to shut their mouth or keep it in their pants, we're being phased out. That right. doesn't entirely seem fair. But this is not like, it's not just the Mavericks that are doing this. We talked about Indy doing this a couple years ago. You're going to see this more and more. There's been a couple of teams that have already started to phase this out or phase it down. And I'm curious, 877-881-1053, does this impact your attendance at the game whatsoever? Like, did you ever keep your, let's say, kids away because you're like, oh, scantily clad people, I don't want to see that?
No.
Or did you ever go out there and you were like, ooh, yes, I do kind of want to see the dancers?
I will say this. My oldest son, I did see him really get, he fell in love with one of the Stars ice skaters.
Okay.
As they were cleaning up, and he was like, Dad, she smiled and waved at me. And I was like, awesome, dude. That's really cool. You know, congratulations. If your mom had seen that and it was me that she was pointing that smile and wave at, I'd be in trouble. And that's a problem. But for you, this is great. This is great news. But I never said I'm not taking my family to a basketball game because of this.
Okay.
If anything, it was because I can't afford to take my family to a game.
Sure.
I also don't go to a Mavericks game or a Cowboys game to look at the dancers. I go there to see the sport. Now, I don't know how many guys are sitting there going, man, I have to go see this super hot Mavs dancer. I always thought of it as a nice side, an addition to what was going on.
Okay.
But it was not something that I was like, man, this is the only reason I'm going to the game tonight. So for me, it really won't be that much missed, as they have a lot of entertainment and a lot of things going on during those timeouts anyway.
All right.
It's not going to affect how many games or whatever I go to.
You do seem kind of upset about it, though.
I am, though, but it's the old man in me and the change of the ways of the world and being even more PC than what I ever wanted to ever see it be at. And it feels like a complete overreaction in the wrong direction on what was around the Mavericks as far as the news and things that have come out. It just feels like, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to shut everything down that could possibly be linked anyway to scandal or what have you, including those girls running around in those booty shorts.
Now, a lot of feedback already from the 210. Honestly, I'd still go to a Mavs game. I just don't understand what getting rid of the dancers and the Mavs maniacs. Yes, they're gone as well, does for anybody. The 432, give me those fine Mavs dancers. And from the 817, less TNA. And it's kind of interesting because I think that it's unfortunate probably for the women who participate in this and to the maniacs to a certain extent, I don't want them to be left out, is like people might think the maniacs is more of a silly thing, and people might term some of the dancers just as like to be there to be hot, when I'm sure many of them are actually really skilled dancers, but the vast majority of people like probably don't really care about that. I don't ever recall people saying like, what a well done routine, which is probably unfortunate for people who put a lot of their life into it. And that's why they're being phased out, is because they don't view them as dancers. They view them as like largely male entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think.
I will add though, that they did help expand the brand. And when I say that, it's stuff outside of the AAC.
Sure.
Because Kevin, every year when we do the My Possibilities, whether it's the Santa Run or the Hipster Relay out at the My Possibilities campus, they send Mavs Maniacs out, and they send Champ and the other guy, Mavs Man. They send all their people out, and that brings attention to the Mavericks, right? And we've been to plenty of places where cheerleaders show up. Or dancers show up, and they're just part of, you know, the thing that they're doing, and they are representative of the organization. So I think when it comes to expanding the brand, they had a place, they had a role of more than just this little gimmick. And I'm interested to know what she means by we can do better and what they will do better.
You know what she means. I mean, I'll speak out, and if I'm wrong, I'll be glad to admit, but she means less scandalous. That's what she means.
So, but you're also, so in replacement, you're not, and I don't even know what scandalous means, because they just,
The way they're dressed.
They started putting on more clothes the last couple of years.
But even then.
So when it comes to that, who are you hiring to be that person that's going to represent within the community and do those community service things that they do? And are you going to say, okay, we're hiring people of all looks, sizes, shapes of everything? Because that was one of the things I liked about the Mavs Maniacs.
Yes.
A bunch of fat dudes out there.
What are they going to do going to commercial now? What are they going to show? Is it just going to be the stock photos of the statues of cows now? We won't have the Mavs dancers going in out of commercial.
Mm.
That ruins that.
Okay. Oh, you got a good point there, man. Yeah, that's a really good point. I always had that one. There was this one, by the way, there was one Mavs dancer.
Oh, dear.
And I'd tell Adrian, there she is. And she'd be like, which one? And I'd be like, oh, you're just going to have to figure it out on your own. But she was the one, dude. And by the way, when I dropped her name in Vegas with those other Mavs dancers, you know what I'm saying.
No. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
They kept it classy. They remembered her, too.
Okay, good. From the 903, because this is what we talked about before the show started. Could it lead to the Cowboys getting rid of the iconic cheerleaders?
No.
No. I get it.
No. But it's like the Lakers getting rid of the Laker girls.
But that's what you say now. But think about how many things have already changed over the last, couple of years, but especially over the last 20 years. You would have never guessed that, like, that wouldn't be allowed anymore. Like, if I told you 20 years ago that some teams would phase out their cheerleaders or dance teams, you'd have been like, well, that's stupid, and that's not going to happen. And I think you're probably right, and especially with Jerry Jones, as long as he is running the show, I definitely don't see it going away. But I do kind of wonder, like, what if all of their biggest sponsors said, we will not allow this objectification of women anymore?
Then I think that they would have to say, we got to figure out exactly how much money you're talking about versus how much money I make off of these girls whenever I send them out to events.
Exactly.
Because the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders showed up to X event and it cost $40,000 just to have them there. They are a piece. They are a piece to sell for the Dallas Cowboys.
I totally agree, but you just kind of conceded that my point might be accurate because it's a balancing act. So like if the cheerleaders, let's say the cheerleaders with all their corporate events and everything else they do and the publicity they bring in are worth $17 million a year. All right, well, what if,
I think Jerry would call them on their bluff.
I'd be fascinated by that because if the car and alcohol companies are worth, let's say they're worth $30 million and they say, we're out. That's a $13 million discrepancy, and people like making money. I would be curious if he would call the bluff And I would be curious if that's what it would come to get people to change.
From the 405, you think Jerry's going to be alive in 20 years? Dude, if that guy, he could probably figure out. Colby's told us how humans are transplanting their bodies into other robots and stuff. But
right.
I saw Vanilla Sky.
Even still, I think that Jerry Jones would say, I'll call you on your bluff, and if you, let's say, car company X, you know how many other car companies there are out there that are more than happy to be an official sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys?
I think you're probably right, and I think both of you guys are probably right. I'm just asking the question because there are lots of things that are happening now that you just go back not even that long ago, and I think people would have never fathomed that. A lot of them are super positive, but there are some things that I think it goes a little too far, and this is one of the things that I think goes a little too far in that they're just getting rid of the dance team because my interpretation of it is that the CEO for the Mavericks thinks they're too scandalous for the organization, for the fans, for the families, for whatever you want to quantify it as. That is what I have taken away from this. And it's interesting to see the Maniacs taken out as part of this as well, because then I wonder if you would have left them in place, they would have said, okay, so it's okay to exploit not fully clothed men, but not okay to exploit not fully clothed women. That's my guess as to why that happened.
That's exactly why. Or we can just wait for the anti-PC police to finally get fed up and the boomerang effect happen, and then this all kind of goes back to normal.
I mean, and like, there's arguments, not to get into the specifics or anything or drive anybody away, but I think you can look at the last presidential election to see how some people will push back in situations like this. And I am curious if, you know, like, that's why I was fascinated by leagues coming out like the, you know, the XFL coming back out. If they were going to push against things that they knew people didn't like in football and allow, you know, some of the more violent hits and everything like that. And I'll be curious if some leagues that were trying to make their way up in the world would be a little bit more like, you remember basketball? I know it seems absurd, but the more you watch that, the more you're like, huh. Maybe they weren't so off about some of those things, and they just went all out on some of those dance teams to push back against some of the PC culture.
Al Michaels' best line from that movie. And just to think, a few years ago, those girls were just in grade school. Al Michaels said that, man, in a movie, Kevin.
Shocking. Ooh. From the 817, it's y'all's generation that's at fault because you're the ones who created this PC BS. If you've ever heard this show, we could be accused of a lot of things.
I don't think PC is one of them.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't say that either.
Come hang out with me in a commercial break.
Yeah, you definitely would not think that Colby is PC.
Reggie's the least PC of us all, too.
He has some shocking off-air opinions.